It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 25th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $27,510. Ethereum is down slightly at $1,747, and Binance Coin is up slightly at $324. Well, Amazon sent an email to CoinDesk's managing editor that appears to confirm the existence of digital tokens and a gallery on the firm's platform. The email looks to confirm the rumors that have been swirling for weeks regarding Amazon's planned release of its own NFT marketplace, despite no official comment from the company. Rumors had previously indicated that Amazon would roll out its digital asset platform in late April. If this email is a positive indication in that direction, the embrace of Web3 in this way could be a boon for the landscape and bring in new adopters. Well, global law firm Eversheds Sutherland has filed for an early stage summary judgment to secure assets frozen in the accounts of non-US FTX customers that would demarcate those funds from being claimed by debtors of the bankruptcy estate. There's a growing concern that the close to $2 billion of non-US customer funds is being worn away by the operating costs of the bankruptcy. Well, an NFT auction by Sotheby's has disappointed some with its outcome, as more than 60% of the collection sold below estimates. The top-selling piece, Eternity, by the artist Anima, pulled in $45,000, but was estimated to go for between $70,000 and $100,000. Despite the auction mentioning a piece from Beeple in the press run-up, the South Carolina-based artist was absent from the auction. Well, bankrupt crypto lender BlockFi has received approval from a bankruptcy judge to sell just under $5 million of mining rigs. And finally, Swerve Finance has been undergoing a $1.3 million governance attack. The hack initially failed and then was restarted. The project is notably not in the clear as of yet. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. And listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.